Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co. And keep listening for this week's latest episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Future Proof Me mini episode. These episodes share golden pieces of advice to help us all thrive and adapt in future.
This week's episode is all about challenging the beliefs we have of who is and isn't accessible to us.
That's right. A couple of years ago, we spoke with serial entrepreneur and now author Rebecca Campbell about her career journey. She happened to mention while she was talking to us that she met the New Zealand Prime Minister when she was 12 as part of a school project she was doing.
Yeah, I so remember that. From memory, Gret, you said something like, hold on a second, is that common that New Zealand school students sit down with the Prime Minister?
Exactly. And of course, Rebecca said, no, it wasn't. But then she went on to explain how her meeting with the Prime Minister actually happened and how it became a key lesson for her throughout her life. And we think it's a great one. Here she is.
It was the second week of high school and we had this project, which was we had to go and interview somebody who had the job that we wanted when we grew up. And we had a set of questions and we had to say, you know, it was like things like, what did you study at school to become like, you know, a nurse or a teacher or a doctor or whatever it is that you wanted to be, and about what their job is like. And so I was like, well, I want to be the Prime Minister, because it just seemed obvious that that was the best job. So why wouldn't everybody want to be the Prime Minister? So I remember going to my school office and looking up the Prime Minister's office number in the phone book. I called them up and said, hey, my name's Rebecca. I'm a third form student at Wellington Girls College. And I'd like to set up a meeting with David Longhi, who was the Prime Minister at the time, for my project. And then she said, okay, what you need to do is send a letter. I wrote a letter saying what I needed to ask and what it was for. And then I called back a week later and she said, yep, we've got you scheduled in next Tuesday, 2 o'clock or something like that. And so then I went back to my class and I remember telling my teacher I needed to get the time, and then she didn't believe me that I'd set this up, and so they wouldn't give me the time off. And it wasn't until the Prime Minister's office called to change my time, because there'd been a scheduling change, that they were like, oh my gosh, she really has organized this. But it was amazing, just experience, because he was so friendly and it was so exciting, I guess, for me to meet him.
Absolutely.
But the biggest lesson I got out of that was that I thought it was just an ordinary thing to do. I thought that, no, of course you'd want to be the Prime Minister because it's the top job. Why wouldn't you want the top job? And I need to set up a meeting, so I'll just go and call up and ask for one. And the fact that everybody thought that this was something that you couldn't do, that taught me a huge amount, you know, as I thought about what I wanted to do when I put projects together, you know, as a teenager or in my 20s when I started running businesses. If I wanted to get a partnership with a particular company, you know, there's nothing to stop you calling the CEO and asking for a meeting, whereas lots of people seem to think that, you know, you had to go through certain channels. So that was the lesson out of that, really. It was, there's no one who's unreachable, and if you want to do something, you just do it.
That's such an amazing example of not being intimidated by rank or power, and instead simply reaching out to someone more senior and asking them for help or advice, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And of course, we can't talk about Rebecca without mentioning her new book that's just come out. 138 Dates is the name of the book. You should read it. It's all about how she eventually found her husband and learned a lot of lessons along the way. And it's a very engaging and entertaining, humorous read as well.
Absolutely. And after 138 dates, you would, wouldn't you?
Learn a lot of lessons. Exactly.
But back to Rebecca's meeting with the PM. You know, that encounter also really reminds me of you, Gret.
Really?
Yeah, you know that story you told on the show when we interviewed each other at the beginning of the year? You know, the one where you had been a ballet dancer and transitioned to become a radio journalist, but you really wanted to get into television?
Oh, yeah. So that's when I wrote to the head of one of the TV station newsrooms in my city and asked if I could hire him to teach me to be a TV reporter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that really is a similar example, isn't it? It's all about reaching out to people, even if their status compared to yours seems way more senior. And rather than being held back simply because they seem more important or powerful than you, you go ahead and ask them anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And then once you've done that, it's also about respecting people's time by, in Rebecca's case, outlining the specific questions she had for the PM. And in your case, showing that you valued this person's time or were prepared to pay for it. And as an aside, what would you have done if that TV executive had asked you to pay?
I would definitely have paid him for sure. I mean, obviously within reason, of course. But, you know, it was a key thing that I was looking to learn and I was determined to become a TV reporter. So if I'd had to have paid a bit to invest in that, that would have been a fair deal, I think, as well.
So the message here, dear listeners, is to take a chance when you've something meaningful to learn or ask. You know, you never know who might say yes to your request.
Yeah, and in fact, we have some totally amazing illustrations of that coming up with next week's guest, who is magnificent at reaching out to people.
Indeed we do. So stay tuned for our show next week featuring a woman who spent her life pushing boundaries, being curious and connecting with extraordinary people. Not only that, next week's guest, Holly Ransom, shares how she spent a year doing one thing that scared her every day.
I can't imagine that. It's so awesome. 365 little scary things. And what she discovered about what typically holds us all back is truly fascinating.
It sure is. Well, that's this episode done and dusted. I think I'll head off now and think of someone I should invite for a virtual coffee with me.
Great idea. Stay safe, everyone, and ciao for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.